Blog Talk Radio.
Call it cussing. I just call it loving. We don't break up in the summer, and we don't keep it undercover.
I just wanna love you all, yeah.
I just wanna love you all day.
Taking over me, I feel. opportunity I had to meet.
Feeling for me, but they're not enough to deceive your man, my friend.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know what just happened, but anyway, I am Miss VIP, and welcome to the Love Zone. And I am joined by my lovely co-host, my diva, La Perla Negra. Hey, diva, how are you tonight?
I'm good, diva. How are you doing?
We're good. I'm good. Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, first of all, let's get this out of the way. All right. This program is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my Raw Links on. You got yours on.
I always got my Raw Links on. You know, I love my Raw Links. I never take them off.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And while I'm at it, I'm going to thank our illustrious CEO, Larry Maddox, real poet, a.k.a. my Babadeer. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have some fun tonight. Not so much off on that love zone or the erotic zone. We're going to be in the playful zone tonight. How about that?
Okay.
So, Diva.
Yes.
This is for the women. Are women turned on by a man who could cook? And I say better yet, a man who cooks and cleans. And, you know, men can answer this too, but just reverse it. Would you be turned on if a woman cooked and cleaned for you? So, we want to know how you guys feel about that. So, Diva, I think I'm going to start tonight, if y'all don't mind.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I would be so happy, turned on, if a man cooked for me. It would be a beautiful thing. And I would sing, recite poetry while he prepared our food, music playing while we ate, laughing at the how and why I couldn't cook as well as he. His mama taught him well, most definitely. My mama never taught me. I could cook the only comfort foods, which aren't healthy. So he keeps me aligned with vegetables, which I like. Fish or poultry, I love. I sigh secretly, but it's fine. We laugh at my potential cooking lessons. I may not be able to cook like him, but I can clean amazingly well. I clean everywhere but the kitchen. That's his domain, he's told. His mama, I'm thinking weakly, I'm just that bold. But what I love the most is in the kitchen, I don't have to touch a thing. I cheer him on. And before I know it, all the food on the table is gone. And that's that piece.
Okay, Dale. All right. This way you know it. All the food on the table is gone. Ooh, I like that.
I just wanted to be playful tonight.
I hear that. But I want to know,
my
how do you feel,
yeah.
How do you feel about, does it turn you on to have a man cook for you?
I think so, because I would be intrigued by what he might cook, and, you know, and I would love to see how he sets things up and, you know, really
mm-hmm.
what's to have. And it's a turn on to an extent. I would just, the way my brain works is like, I just, what's for dessert?
I hear that too.
You know what? So, you know, it's a turn on, but I'd be happy.
It's very much a turn on for me. The one of the positive things about my marriage was my husband was a chef. and I'm a foodie. Because of a certain life that I had coming up, I was denied a lot of things. And when he, the very first time that he cooked for me, he actually woke me up with a tray of food, brought it to me while I was still asleep. And I was just like in awe. And it was good. I was like, okay, oh, he's going to get some. if he can really put his thing down in the kitchen, because see, I can burn too. Now, if you can't cook, I'm willing to show you. But if he can cook, yes, I can good and hot. That's indeed. The only issue I had with that is you tend to overeat when your man can really cook, because you want to, you know, it's like you want to not so much gorge yourself to contentment, but it's like, I got to have more.
I'm sure you appreciate it.
More. Yes, indeed. Yes. But
right.
I'm going to get to my piece. I'm going to get to my piece.
All right.
Just a little long piece, but it is untitled. Okay?
Okay. Well, when you're ready, the mic is yours.
Pulling up to the house, I could smell something good. After parking, I walked in and knew exactly what it was. He was in the kitchen, which was a rarity because he just worked so much. Not that he didn't love to cook, he did, but he just couldn't find the time. I guess he found it tonight. I walked up behind him, wrapped my arms around his waist, squeezed and said, "Ooh, my favorite." He said, "Yeah, baby." As he stirred the shrimp, scallops, and fresh garlic with asparagus sauteing in the other hand. Now, Thursday, which was his normal get a blowjob anywhere, anytime, in any position day, so he didn't have to do anything extra. So I said, "Is it a special occasion?" He said, "No, baby." He knew what it did to me when he cooked. So I stood on my tiptoes and whispered in his ear, "You gonna get it so good tonight?" He scoffed and said, "Yeah, I'm gonna get it all right." And he told me to go get comfortable, then he'll bring the plate up to me when it's done. I smiled and hurried to the stairs. But when I reached them, they had a rose on each side, all the way up to the bedroom, where I saw a box laying on the bed with a note on top of it that read, "Open after bath." My hair in a ponytail and undressed to shower. When I got in the bathroom, there was a tub full of bubbles with candles and a glass of my favorite wine at the foot of the tub. Clearly, he was in a mood for some good loving. Just as I was sinking down in, he came in and leaned against the door with a smirk and said, "Comfy?" I put my head back and said, "Yes, baby." He said, "Sit up for a minute." And he walked over and started washing my back. It felt so good. Then he washed my feet. He kissed me and said, "Enjoy." And then he left out. God. Cherished this man. For a while, washed, rinsed off, and got out. I dried off and opened the box to find a note on top of a rose and a black satin gown. The note said, "Wear this with a bun." So I put my hair up and slipped on the gown. I love the feel of satin. He entered the room carrying a tray with a beautiful spread, including my favorite, a piece of moist, dark chocolate cake with a dollop of whipped cream on top. He said, "Sit back and let me." He fed me, sat the tray to the side, and asked, "How was your day?" Looking through him, he leaned in, kissing me, massaging my breast, and sucking and kissing them too. And then he asked if I'd mind sharing a piece of cake with him. I said, have all you want. He growled, reaching back for a slice of cake. He cut a fork full and slid my gown up and pushed my legs apart. I could feel the cake drop on her lips and him scoop it up with his tongue. He ate and ate until I gushed and gushed and squirted. And climbed on top, placing his hardness between my breasts, squeezing them together. And he said, open, watch me. Oh, I love being tit-fucked. He fed me till he couldn't take it anymore. He slid back down, threw my legs up, and said, look at me. As he entered my sugar walls, I gasped. He said his name as he stroked me long and slow, then fucking me, watching me love it until we came and left that peace.
Woo girl, that's a bedtime story.
What's going on with me? My pieces are turning into stories. They're not even poems, they're turning into stories. You know, and I'm leaving them unfinished so later on I can add more to them. Because trust me, I got a whole lot to write about when it comes down to that. It's stories, girl. Stories. So, I hope y'all enjoy them.
Yeah, that was a serious bedtime story. So anyway, are you ready to open the mic?
I am. Let's see who we got.
All right. All right, we got the Double 34 Music. Hey, welcome to the Love Zone. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing quite well. I miss your voices.
It's
very soothing. And I need some smooth jazz behind your voices.
Okay. Well, you got it tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
How have the both of you been?
So, Diva, you got it.
Okay. Well, I've been good. I had my little up and down in the emotional department, but I'm good. Other than that, I'm good.
Cool.
I'm going to ask you the question of the night. This is for the men. How do you feel about a woman who cooks for you and cleans for you? And also, I want to throw this in there. How do you feel about a woman that's turned on by you cooking?
Too much experience in that. I mean, I know how to cook, know how to clean, but, you know, they clean better than me, so let's put it like that. You know, I clean good enough for a man. So,
okay.
But, yeah, they love it.
Okay.
All right, Mom.
Okay. Now, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight.
Now, how do you know that?
Because I just know you so well.
That's why I miss you for. Yeah, I got something for you.
All right, then. Whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Fudge Me. I need to know your recipe. Let me precipice this before we commit to sex. I want to know what's inside you, the ingredients that's got me greedy with a need for you to feed me now. But I'll be patient, waiting, anticipating the taste test. I'm salivating to salvation where you got me. Waste cream is that pastry and my drive has started baking. Temperature set in your oven, ready to make love now. Let me stir you up and stroke you down. Let me get in your mix. Pour some sugar on me until my wood is hardened. Hold me in your arms because this snake, you're charming. Come on and keep it popping. But I'm not done yet. Your sweet, sticky thing is the confection I'm addressing. That press next to your skin so smooth and so sexy. From the moment it begins to its smoky perfection, you're my dinner, midnight snack, and my breakfast. Now tell me to come and get it in peace.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Midnight snack. Now come and get it. You know what? Kind of like to be a certain part, certain aspect, especially when it comes to my man speaking to me. It's certain times I like to hear him tell me what to do. Not all the time. Don't get it twisted now. I am my own woman. But certain times, hearing like key in on something, saying it a particular kind of way. But I like that piece, y'all.
Kind of figured you would.
I just like the last time. Mm-hmm. Come and get it. All right, now. That's how I see it. All right.
That's how you said it?
You said, come and get it. I'm like, whoa. All right. Now, did you say it, baby?
Oh, that makes me horny, baby. Yeah. Lord.
Sounds like Austin Powers.
Yep, exactly. Oh, man.
Oh,
my goodness. That was
pretty good. Oh, man. That's what's up. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, thank
up.
You, T-Double. We're going to send you in the love lounge. Oh, my goodness.
That's what I wanted to hear you say, it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. All right, man. Anyway, thank you so much.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic to the both of you.
Thank you. Diva. I think I'm gonna throw a song in there real quick. How about that?
All right. Sounds good.
Jamaican queen, oh yeah, I'm an American king, girl. You're a Jamaican queen, oh yeah, I'm an American. together, make sweet love, yeah. Let's get together and mix cultures. Let's get together and change the world, yeah. Why for me, Jamaican girl? Hey, you gonna get girl on my mind. See you in my dreams all the time.
Sounds good, Don. All right. Are you ready for the next caller?
I'm ready.
All right. Welcome, Poetic, to the Love Zone. How are you?
Hey, hey, hey. I am doing phenomenal. Mrs. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing all right after hearing those pieces y'all did. My goodness, and that C-double.
Right?
Gracious.
Okay. All right.
Oh, man. It's a different kind of mood in the air tonight, I can tell.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
How y'all doing tonight?
Yeah.
I'm doing.
Okay. I'm good, thanks.
A lot of people have been on kind of a emotional roller coaster this past 2 weeks, but I'm good, man.
I'm glad you're okay.
Okay. Go ahead,
uh-huh. Well,
yes,
Poetic, are you ready for the question?
I am indeed.
All right. Are you turned on by a woman who could burn and burn and cook? How about that? Or burn and clean. So you know what that means.
Well, only time I'm going to get turned on by cleaning is if she wearing a nice little French maid outfit, because cleaning is cleaning to me. Or is she walking around pointed in a thong or something? I clean pretty good for myself. And I was raised by my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, who taught me how to clean well, so I don't necessarily need a woman to clean for me. Now, if she want to cook, it depends on if she's really paying attention to the meals that I like and the things that I like. And then there's just a certain way when a woman actually takes time in the kitchen and really puts the love into what she's doing. Now that is a turn, because she actually loves what she's doing. She's not doing it for the sake of having to do it, because she has to do it, but because she loves to do it. That takes a whole different kind of chemistry, and it, you know, yeah, it does do something for a man. At least this man. I'm not going to speak for all men, but at least this man. So, yeah.
All right.
I agree. You know, when a person takes their time and they love what they're doing, they tend to put a little bit more into it than they would if they, like you said, if they were just doing it remotely because it needed to be done. So, yeah, it makes a big difference, definitely.
You know, my girl from, was it Waiting to Exhale? When she took my man, that wonderful dish that she made for Mr. Gregory Hines, and then she went, ooh, I hope he's not watching me walk away. Oh, baby, we watching you walk away. You bringing me something that your hands made for me to eat on to nourish? I'm going to watch you walk away. Yes, my God, yes.
I know that, right? Yes, that's the way it's supposed to be done. What a better way to be walking
together.
I Absolutely. Absolutely.
My mom was like that, and I got that from her. My husband didn't understand it, but I was like that. It's just welcoming people. And his thing was an insecurity. Looking at my woman, man, I'm trying to be nice.
Hey, first of all, in your husband's defense, he ain't stupid. He know what you can cook. He know how I make him feel when you cook it. So,
it wasn't about trying to get the man or turn him on or nothing like that. I was just trying to be nice, trying to be neighborly.
It might not be for you, but, you know, months later down the line, that man would be like, hey, you going to make that dish you made for me again? And can you bring it to the house? And I'm like, hey, why don't you stay a while and just eat a little bit of it? He's done us a whole situation. See, listen, this is how we think. This is how we think. As I'm just letting y'all know.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
I get it. Well, that's just me. So. The way he treated me, I like to hear. I like to get on his nerves like that. I knew what I was doing.
See?
It didn't go nowhere, though. His would go somewhere. Well, mine didn't go nowhere.
But that's what he did. You know, it's like I said, man. It's you can tell, like, if let's just say if you fix macaroni and cheese and it's your specialty, right?
Mhm.
If you make it, I can tell based on how you've made it whether or not you was really making it just to be making it or you really wanted to make it.
Right.
Because it's a dish that you prepare. It's a dish that you love making. So if I know if I'm like, no, this don't taste right. Don't look at me sideways. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you ain't love making this dish tonight.
You must not feel like cooking, did you?
Right, you ain't feel like cooking. I mean, let's be real.
Yeah, I've had days like that where my husband said he knew I could cook. And I would bring him a plate, and he'd be like, yeah, you didn't feel like doing this today, did you? No. I was like, I can tell. Yeah, you can put this in the fridge for later. Now, when I put my thing down, when I was in the mood, because I do, I love to cook. But when I put my thing down, man, look.
Yeah, I know I love to cook. Mm-mm-mm. Lord,
yeah,
geez.
We've seen your food porn. Yes, we've seen it. Okay. We know you can burn me.
Absolutely.
Can I think it's, you know, just like poetry, cooking is therapeutic. You know.
It is.
You know, and when I make my desserts, when I make my cheesecakes, oh, man. I feel so at peace when I'm making them. I have not made a cheesecake that no one didn't like. That's how I know that I really love making them, and because it brings me peace. You know.
Are you offering us some cheesecake?
Sure. I can make y'all some cheesecake. That's fine. Just tell me what flavors.
Plain. I'm good with plain. No,
you good
all
with
the
plain?
Toppings and stuff, I'm good. Yeah.
I'm good, man.
Lord.
New York style Lord. Cheesecake for Don. Yo, check.
That's what's up. definitely. Now, poet. Before you get into your piece, because I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to, can you give us the rundown for Epiphany?
I can. Ladies and gentlemen, tomorrow night there will be no Get Down. J. Rob, the wise son, has not been cleared to come back yet. We're praying that the doctor clear him next week because I miss my bro. I know y'all miss him too. Friday night is going to be Express Your Vibe with your host, Ms. VIP. Saturday night is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic.
Sunday night is going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is the Soul Cafe with the host, the CEO himself, off Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. But I'm letting y'all know now, it's a holiday. If he don't host, ain't no show. Let me just make that clear.
Oh, my goodness. Here we go.
You won't get fired.
That's all right. I'll come back to work the next day like it happens. I want to keep my red stapler, so I'm going to keep my red stapler. You can't.
Oh, my God.
And Wednesday night, I'm sorry, Tuesday night is going to be Fly Speak with Mojave. And Wednesday night, we'll be right back in the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you. Very nice. Now, we are anxious to hear this. I want to know, is this Poetic spitting tonight or is it Zen?
It's Poetic spitting tonight.
Oh, Lord. All right, y'all. Put your seatbelts on.
I got my eyes full. Thank you very much.
All right. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right. The title of the piece is called My Meal. She was as creamy as silk buttermilk cheesecake, sweet as brown sugar drizzle over a candied yam bake. She fried my apples upon her hot soul, told me, Daddy, cook and take control. As I whipped up her creamy filling, her eyes and lips were so appealing. The thoughts of her stealing, my very hunger had me thirsting. She spoke in tongues about thrusting and utter loudly about his melanin scriptures, the kind that invites edible Kama Sutras, holding my flavor in her memory banks. She raises her hands and gives thanks to the Most High for using his hand to me, her hot dish. Ooh. Her reality manifestation is no longer a wish, and his hard, delighted dessert stick was waiting to coordinate with her moist, supple wetness, but not too quick, because the main course needed to slow cook, so all the right ingredients and flavors could mend so beautifully, and we could feast together on our imaginative and insatiably opportunity to enjoy our five-course meal, prepared with more than just our hands, but I need a kiss that would seal the deal. As I stand in just my apron and you decide to lick wherever the juices decide to drip upon me as your plate. This is some date, you and I, under the heavenly sky, trying to decide who tastes better, you on me or me in you. Dinner is ready, by the way, and you are my meal. Not no snack, and that's for real. That's that piece.
Oh, wait a minute.
I can't.
Diva, you want to go first?
No, huh? I do not. But I can't.
Okay, did you say you were standing in just your apron?
I did.
Okay.
He did. Yes, he did.
Did you say hard and delighted dessert stick?
I did.
And who tastes better? You or me or me or you? Damn!
La Pearl La Negra?
I did.
Okay. Well, see, that's why I could not comment. I couldn't comment because I got a little stuck. I'm going to go ahead and admit that. I got a little stuck on the apron part. But okay. Who doesn't appreciate cook my cook? All right.
Damn.
It was time
I
think it's time for him.
Let her get it off first.
That's it. I mean, hey, you know, when you're cooking and you're cooking just right, you know, stuff tends to pop, you know. You know, if you're whipping up something, you know, the cream might just drip on you. Your finger might just slip your finger just might slip in it, and you might have to lick it. I'm just saying.
Oh, we're gonna send you in the love lounge right now, cause you.
I've been dying all week for Kalinda to make me my favorite drink, so it's okay. I don't mind dipping off to the love lounge.
She already got it. I don't know what you're talking to her about. But,
she has. I was just gonna say she has great conversation. So yeah.
All right.
Yeah, she said the same thing about you.
Well, thank you, Poetic, and one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Greg Allman. Let me throw another song in there real quick. All right.
A little funky diva. Diva.
I got too many hoes, but they ain't you. You like to put that shit in your nose, but I still love you. Be doing shit that nobody knows. In the streets they be thinking you're a lady, but at home
you're my fucking porn star.
If you ain't nasty, don't add me. I've been working all day. I like to run the streets in the dark out and then come home, blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone.
Back from the 24 hours.
Lately I've been thinking about us. About you as real as they come. But you would rather be on them drugs. And I would rather hang with my thugs. Fuck when you've been draining me out. You know that. You blow that well. Where that throw that. You better kiss it before I go. If you ain't nasty, don't ask me. I've been working all day. To run the streets in the dark out, then come through and blow your back out. I hope that's okay. I can't leave you alone. No, no.
That was a saucy song.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that part. Lord have mercy.
Only certain parts of the song that I like. The drug part, I got it, but
I know, right?
That part where he tells her, you better kiss it before I go. But I'm like, yes, sir.
All right. You know what? Right quick, La Perla Negra. I do believe poetic. Did he mention our baby diva on alternate week with our newest diva?
You know what? I really don't remember what he said before the poem because I'm stuck on certain parts of that piece that he did. I'm still like rubbing my have them, but I'm rubbing my collarbones and caressing the top of my chest, still trying to get myself together.
Oh my goodness.
I honestly don't recall if he mentioned her, but
it's okay. He only announces the shows for the week, for the upcoming week, so I dig that. But anyway, I just thought I should mention Raw with Rain, which is on alternate Monday evenings, along with our co-host, essentially Johnny. So that is 9 p.m. as well. And again, congratulations, ladies. So anyway, how about we get to the next caller?
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready, Diva?
All right.
Hello. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic tonight?
Editor Lawrence, what's going on? Ladies.
Hi, Sir Lawrence.
Hey, Sir Lawrence, how are you?
Yeah, see?
The Pearl, what y'all riding here trying to run people crazy over here?
Oh, us? Never. We want to y'all.
Guilty.
Oh, we're trying to run y'all crazy. You see, guilty. Well, if we've driven you crazy, then continue to let us have a steering wheel, because it ends up in a good place. Don't worry. You ain't getting
it. That's true.
Like
that's
all
true.
States.
That's true. That's true. That's true. That's true.
So, Diva, is it my turn to ask the question?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So, Lawrence, Lord, I forgot the question. Wait a minute. See, poetic came in here and just messed up everything for me. Hold on. I'm going to try to remember this the best I can. How do you feel about a woman being turned on by you cooking?
Good. I think it's great.
I want to ask another part of the question. Do you take advantage of that time when she worked up because you know you turned her on?
Well, you know, I think that's like one in a series. You know what I'm saying? And
okay.
I think that because. Like I tell people I get involved with it, you know, if he can't do it, what's the point?
Okay. Do you cook?
You know what I mean? But I don't personally get turned on because she cooks. That doesn't turn me on. But what it does do, I think, you know, when women, like when y'all were discussing earlier about the difference between throwing a plate down and then putting your finger in it.
Right.
You know, stuff like that strengthens the force field.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. what it, to me, that's what it does for me. I mean, it's like, you know, having your feet rubbed and having, you know, run the bath water and let, go and get in the water and let me bathe you and, you know, getting in the bed and let me rub you down. That kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because, I, you know, I tell a lot of these young women I run into now, not saying that I'm running to them for any other reason, but I'm just saying I try to tell them you have to cook.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you a woman that will not cook for her man is on the countdown of losing her man.
Mm. Okay.
And that's just period.
Okay. Shit, I'm glad I learned how to cook a long time ago. I'm glad I have a passion for it. Yeah.
You a woman who does not, and that, and because a lot of women, they run around. Because during the 80s, when the sisters jumped on that bandwagon with that equal rights and all that other noise, and then running around hollering about what they don't do, you know, that mm-hmm. was the beginning of a major crisis. And, you know, you're rolling the dice. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. Okay. I ain't never riding the back, but I hear you. I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
all right.
It also helps the earlier learn what your man loves to eat, what he likes to, you know, be fed.
That's fact.
And you make that for him as well. And you put just as much love and passion into that as you do what you normally cook, you know. And that's that goes to what you said, that strengthens the force field or the bond between you and your mate. So I dig that. I dig it, definitely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's, to me, that's the problem with the argument, or that supports the argument of whether a man is a better cook than the woman is, because, and I'm not trying to throw a tag around anybody's neck, but I'm just saying in a lot of cases, some women will profess that how good a cook they are.
Mm-hmm.
But really and truly, they don't take into consideration while they're waiting on, you know, the pom-poms to be shook.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't eat this or that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what you like to cook. Or
right.
That's what you're good at cooking.
Mm-hmm.
But it means squat. You know, like for instance, like right now, I'm trying to wean completely off meat.
Okay.
And then I go over. You invite me over and you want to cook, and you make this dynamite, whatever it is, with meat. And I'm trying, before I got there, I'm explaining to you that I'm trying not to eat meat. And then when I get to your house, this dish that you've gotten rave reviews from your past experiences and all this other thing. But that means, but see now, what is that?
Absolutely.
Now, if you'd have took the time to, okay, well, he doesn't eat meat. Okay, so let me see what I can come up with that's meatless. Let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
you round in third and don't even know it.
Yeah. I get it. I get exactly what you're saying. And it does. It makes all the difference. I had to learn everything that my husband did like and what he didn't like and how he liked it. There's a specific way. It's not just what he liked. It's a the specific way that he likes it prepared. There's a certain texture that they like and a certain flavor that they like.
and you have to learn all of that, especially if you plan on being with him. You know, it's all good to know. So I get what you're saying. Trust me, Annie, I learned. I'm old school. I paid attention, you know.
Yeah, I mean, some people they want their food cooked to death, where you have cooked everything out of it, and I don't eat like that. And it's, but see, it's who you cooking for. You cooking for me, or you cooking for you? I'm just asking.
Right, exactly. Oh, I get what you're saying. You're absolutely right. Wow. Now that we've gotten that out of the way, I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So,
well, see, y'all went over there in the quadruple leg territory, and this piece I got is probably deep. This is a PG piece. I was trying to find a food piece, and I didn't really have one. But I wrote this piece way early on. This is one of my earlier pieces. It's a simple piece. It's, I don't even know if X is in. Well, I know X is not in here. This is probably PG-12.
That's all right. That's all right. There's no set rule. You can bring erotic or you can bring, you know, PG, whatever you call it. But whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
The interlude. There was a full moon that cast everything in silhouette so as to highlight the lit carpet that stretched out before us. From the pier, we sat looking at the midnight curtain hanging down into the waters as the reflective light seemed to twinkle on the motion of the waves like notes on sheet music. The air had a velvety mist that made your skin tone feel silky as we watched the waves rise, then thrusting into an explosion against the jetty, giving way to a foaming froth. Us coming together like this was like following the instructions on a Kool-Aid pack. I had the flavor. You brought the sugar. Then add water. The space between us almost feels fiery. Maybe we should have brought some ice. Could this be a picnic? As a comfortable thought of a furry kiwi center seemed to make my jeans feel too tight. But what made the night complete was when you asked me about my technique, Sir Lawrence.
That was actually beautiful.
All right,
I like that. It was very calming. It was kind of a comfort zone piece. I like it. And you know what? It's your voice, your tone, your delivery. That does it for me as well. You know, that's why I'm a fan.
Thank you.
I love that.
Yeah.
Eva?
Tonight has been me, the end. Tonight has been with me, the end of every piece I hear. I'm like hooking to the end. So pretty good, but that was a cool piece that we appreciated.
Thank you. Good. Thank you very much.
All right, so. You go into the Love Lounge, and thank you so much. One love, one night.
One love, one night. Indeed.
All right, Diva. Ladies and gentlemen,
got a song.
It is it's almost ten after ten. So, how about a station identification break?
Sure.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
All right, Diva. Let's hear it.
All right.
You know that I'm the one. You're always taking. Ain't got no time to wait. I knew I wanted you. Thank God now I can show it. All this love you feel like you don't deserve from me. Baby, you've been waiting. Here it is for free. We can't keep playing these games like you don't deserve to be present here with you. You present for me. As soon as I get in your field, girl, I can't help what I feel. I just make love to your soul. Deeper than you ever felt it.
Yeah.
I knew this love existed. I'm just happy it came to your body. We're going and going, no stopping. Baby, you give me no option. You know I got you, baby. You know I love you. I know how to keep you. That luxury love. Whatever you need. For you, way too much. Take as much as you need to. That luxury love. Yeah. Luxury love.
Luxury, luxury love. Luxury love.
It's just a luxury with me. Luxury love.
Luxury, luxury love. Luxury love was missing.
It's just a luxury with you, babe. Yeah. It's shining like the sun. Shining with you. You know I like to face it. Getting it up. Your purple water's dripping. I'm drowning, going deep in. So don't you try to save me, baby. Cause you need it. All this love you feel like you don't deserve from me. Oh, baby. Here with you, present here with you, present for me.
Yeah.
As soon as I get in your field, girl, I can't help what I feel.
Yeah.
I just make love to your soul, deeper than you ever felt it.
Yeah.
I knew this love existed. I'm just happy it came through your body. We're going and going, no stopping. Baby, you give me no option.
You
option.
Know I got you.
You know I love you. I know how to keep you. That luxury love, whatever you need. For you ain't too much. Take as much as you need.
So spaced out, doing the most, exposed, shoot to the stars with me, synergy is so chosen,
but I need your face down, in the pillow,
just go,
let go,
give me some slow-mo,
yeah,
it's over, sure.
Steve, are you there?
Yep, I'm ready. You know what? I was thinking about something while the music was playing. Poetic got me envisioning a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, just think of it. I mean, if one comes home from work and finds a man in an apron and they're cooking for you, oh, there's going to be a turn on, all right. It might not even be any dinner. It has to be put to the side until, you know, one type of hunger is quenched before you go to the next
that
one.
Side. I'm definitely going to eat. I'm trying to tell you. And more than likely, I'm going to eat first. Come here, baby. I want to talk to you.
Oh, my. Right.
For a minute. I got. Let me tell you how my day went.
Stop. Oh my goodness!
I'm so serious, so.
Mm-hmm. Like walk in is like, never mind. Come here, baby.
Okay. Yeah, I'm a special breed. I'm a special breed. But yeah. It looks like we got I think we got another caller that came in.
Yes,
sure.
We do.
We do?
All right.
See.
All right. Hey, welcome to the Love Zone. I think this is automatic charismatic, right?
Yes, right. I'm
well,
up here.
Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
Hi. Yo, if I'm just driving. And I thought that I'd go ahead and call
okay.
in.
Well, thank you.
So, yeah.
Leave it
so if you hear like an engine break, I apologize.
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's all right. Diva, I think it's your turn to ask the question.
Okay. Otto, are you
yes.
turned on by a woman who can cook for you? And better yet, a woman who cooks and cleans? What do you say?
Well, I absolutely love that. I mean, you know, I do have a lady, a queen, that does that for me. So yeah, she really looks out for me at times. You know? So yeah, I love it. It's just you know, I like to clean myself, you know what I mean? But yeah. I mean I definitely appreciate it. I'm very appreciative. Any nice thing that a queen could do for me.
All right. Well, so Otto, just as a little sidebar and just for a little humor, who would cook or clean the best, you or her?
She would. She cooked better.
Okay. Well, all right. Well,
I mean,
we are ready for your piece.
All right.
Okay. You love to cook. That's all right. But well, let's hear your piece, okay?
Okay. I'm a nameless freestyle candlelight for two.
All right. The mic is yours.
All right. Excuse me. I need you tonight. I need you to let me go ahead and do you right. My sight is you all over again. Sometimes I feel when I'm looking at you, I'm wondering, could this be happening right now? You have allowed me to smile like never before. So I guess that means what I have so in store. You are my everything, queen. Smile and just sit down, and dinner is ready to be served. I'm ready to spread my word like I'm ready to spread your legs. And, girl, if you let me just feed on you, I like chocolate. I hope you do, too, because you're my chocolate everything. My words is in the love of a continuation. Now this situation, oh my dear, my voice is clear. I need you to make gravy between your legs. I need you to be like that sauce of a boss. Now I promise to have a candlelight for two, because my love is all for you. This is something that I do occasionally. I want you to just sit down and let me take care of dinner. You need a book to read? You're all that I need. We have greed and make love until after dinner. That's the new adventure. But right now, baby, dinner is served. And it's just me and you for dinner for two. This automatic, charismatic, lyrical entity is in the morning by Ben Dry.
All right.
That was real nice.
Right
on. That was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was nice. It was calm.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Kind of.
But adventure, it was just a little on the romantic side, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Mind stimulation. Stimulation is the key to everything.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right.
All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Otto.
We're going to set you in the love lounge. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, you ladies.
Thank you. Ooh. Eva, it's time for another station identification.
Okay.
All right, Diva. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 20 after 10, and we are in the love zone, and tonight's topic is, this is for the women, but the men can answer too, and vice versa. Are women turned on by a man who can cook? Better yet, a man who cooks and cleans. So, Diva, at the rate it's going tonight, the men can learn. Okay.
Yes, yes. You know what, Diva? Growing up, my sisters, they could cook, but it seems like the men always did a much better job. And I'm even my husband, he cooked better than I did. So I just came to the realization maybe men cook a little bit better. Now, there's a couple of guys that I know in my life that... Okay, that's right, you know, but the majority of men that I've known that cook, they cook. They just cook, okay? I can keep up, but I'd rather sit back and take a few pointers, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I had one, and my first one cooked, and the second one didn't. So then, you know, after being single, you know, since 2012, let's put it that way, you know, I would watch my sister aunts cook, and one just loves to cook. She's all nose deep in cookbooks and stuff. And then when her, you know, when her boyfriend comes over, he's like, oh, my goodness, like it's all big spread across the, you know, all the table and he's bringing out the good stuff. I'm thinking, well, dang. But,
yeah,
you know, that's her. And sometimes he actually joins into, I won't say a sous chef, but he'll bring over some stuff if she wants stuff, and then he'll mix up stuff if she wants. But, you know, and that's a good thing. And I really love it when, you know, men and women can do it together. I think that's a romantic thing. Good thing.
That was another thing. That was another good pointer in my marriage. I loved the fact that we could go in the kitchen together, and we made a damn good team in the kitchen. It seems like that was one of the places where we were actually in sync, because I knew my way around. I knew what I was doing. He knew what he was doing. And we just meshed well in the kitchen. You know what I mean? And it wasn't about the measuring cups or anything like that, because you don't really need one if you know what you're doing. It's just everything just went right in the kitchen. But we crossed that threshold into the dining room, living room. It's a whole different animal. You know? Just right. different.
That's what's up.
Mm-hmm. Then we got on each other's nerves.
Hey,
Diva.
Wow.
I
want to
know something.
I was just thinking something. Just say it. Uh-huh.
I want to know, do you have another piece? Because I'd like to get another piece out the way before we go. Because it seems like...
Well,
there's
another
caller,
Diva.
Came in here. Yes,
yes
sure
we
is.
Do. So let's see who this is. Area code 513. You are in the love zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Who do we have on the mic?
Peace and blessings, Mr. Romeo DiNaccio.
Oh, my.
Hello.
Hey.
How are you?
What's up, Romeo?
Good evening, Ms. VIP, Ms. La Perla Negra. Yeah,
oh,
well, I'm actually healing up from knee surgery.
Okay.
Yeah, Solvin, how you feeling?
Oh.
I'm better than I was 2 weeks ago, so, yeah.
I heard that.
That's awesome. Glad you're having a good
show. Thank you.
Well, thank you for
the blessing.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's always in my prayers. Always.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a wonderful show.
Thank you. Thank you. It has been. These poems and these poets coming through right on time.
Indeed.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess it's my turn to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It is.
All right, Romeo. I keep forgetting. I'm telling you, Poetic came in here and just threw me all off. your question is, how do you feel about a woman being turned on by you cooking?
Never thought about it. I guess I would say maybe exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I enjoy cooking. It's something that I've done for years. So appreciative is another word that comes to mind.
Okay. Wow. Diva, we hit the jackpot. All the men that came up in here can cook. So you know what that means to me?
Right.
If we're ever in their neck of the woods, I think we can get a meal.
Hey.
Most definitely.
Oh, that'll work.
When you offer a meal, a plate, that's a sign of love and appreciation.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Well, you know, that's the way we're supposed to be towards one another anyway. You know, unfortunately, the world don't work like that.
True.
I'd sure enough return the favor to any one of y'all. I cook. If I don't do nothing else, I'm going to feed you. I'll set you right on up.
That's what's that.
Yes. Now, I just know. Yeah, you brought something delicious for us to listen to tonight. So, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. I ask that you lend me your ear so I can touch your mind, fill your heart, and enter to your soul with my thoughts. Peace I'm gonna bless you with. Cooking in your kitchen. No apron needed. Sweat mixed with sweet juices beaded in a line. Centered down your hieroglyphical map spine. Watching the rising of your golden sun cakes. Plump from behind. Who need Duncan Hines? When your fine crafted dessert fills me divine. Finger licking your hood, feeling grace from blessing you so damn good. Add a dash of salt, pinch of pepper, the drips out your yoni only make my tasting tongue even wetter. what could be better. Maybe quadruple batches of cookie batter. Before and after, you popped it, creamed out my bed full of baby matter. Ask me for one and a half later. I choose a present and a latter. Yeah, I'm being greedy, but you promised to feed me abundantly and fulfill them in our crumbs. That's just a tease. You sit back in that kitchen next time on your knees to plead and beg, looking up while down in this mushroom head. Yeah, you heard what I said. You acted as a good girl who deserved it to be fed. 7, 8, 9 inches? Nah, more. My sweet treat? No room for a candy store. Our cameo singing galore. Only want to hear your moan some more. While your gorgeous galaxy I explore. From the rooter to the tutor. But I ain't dialing on swine. This happens to be a heavenly angel whose sexy spiritual seduction be sublime. Take my tongue, if I'm lying, in your bed. In the midst of your thighs was my head. Muffled mumble sounds of you gon' fuck me with your face. Some of the words that I heard that you said. And I listened well as I drilled into your supple spring, gushing your well. Purest alkaline, crisp like glaciers on Alaska skyline. Up north, you became my feast. So I used my body and mind as a golden plated fork. After I studied you, call me your dork. Minus the taped up glasses, could have been a tourist because ain't too many fatter asses. I muscly can't handle my curve until your backside I'm forward crashing. And you gripping the pillows as if it's a steering wheel. I'm handling your curves. My fingerprints you feel. Got you so high down your thighs with sicky goosebumps from the warming chills. You can fantasize all year. Can't match this reel. So next time you should watch a Mac and capture forever play back that reel. I'm done setting the table. Where is my meal? That's my thoughts.
Hey, ho. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Stevie, you want to go first?
You know what? I don't understand it tonight. First of all, that's hot. I will tell you that much. But it's always the end lines with me tonight. I don't get it. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, where's my meal? I'm like, what? Oh. So I'm like,
yeah.
But that was
yeah.
It. But go ahead, Diva, because I know you were like, did you say?
say baby batter? Baby batter? Is that what you said?
Oh, my best for the baby matter.
Oh, you said baby matter. I thought you said baby batter. Okay.
Nah. Yeah, same difference, yeah.
Goes by another name, you know. Wait a minute. You said muffled. Okay, was it muffled moan? Because you sound like you was clenching your teeth and you see your muffled.
muffled mumble moans.
Oh.
Muffled mumble sounds if you going to fuck me with your face. Yeah.
Lord. Okay, and wait,
right.
There was one more thing I wanted to ask. Got my mouth watering. I can't even remember now. I'm good. And yes, everybody's ending this with where's my meal? Where's my food?
It's the last line.
Lord, they got me ready to go downstairs in the kitchen and do something real quick.
That's what's up. Inspiration.
Yeah. Yeah. Fire the fuck out of me.
Oh my goodness.
Oh man, that was an awesome piece. It was delicious, actually. I loved your delivery, man, and the way you pushed certain phrases, certain words, certain lines. Yeah, it's good for me.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I'm working my way back in the porch around. Jumped back on Facebook recently, get back into the show. So, yeah, since I'm healing up, I figure I'm going to go ahead and work on this book.
I hear that. Oh,
there you
okay.
go. There you go.
Definitely. Will you let us know when it's ready to be published and we can purchase it? I'm an avid reader. I'll wait patiently.
Thank you.
Good read.
Appreciate that.
And thank you, sir. Thank you for your peace.
Indeed. So I'm going to sit back and listen to y'all. Y'all about to spit, correct?
We're just going to put you in the love lounge. We'll see. But I do believe my diva is going to have another beat. All right.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Romeo. One love, one mic.
Peace and blessings. Enjoy the evening.
One love, one mic. Mm-hmm. Ooh, girl.
Well, dang. Oh, my goodness.
Girl.
I'm like, woo.
Girl.
All right, Diva.
Wait a minute, my goodness. I had closed the book and forgot the piece that I was going to read. Where'd it go? Give me a second. I ain't doing that one. I was going to do another erotic piece. I'm not going to do that. Or you want another erotic piece. It's up to you.
My diva, you are my co-host, and it is totally your call, and this is a good thing. So,
all right.
But you will be the last one to spit, my diva. Okay?
All right. Well,
so the mic
I'll
is
do this one. Thank you.
Okay.
This is called Beast Mode. I thought he was still at work. So I was trying to freshen up before he got home, but to my surprise, gotten off early because he climbed right in the shower with me. Only he didn't kiss me this time. He just pushed me against the shower wall, put his legs between mine. He stuck his dick deep inside me. My pussy hard and longer than usual. Man, this man was full of energy and rough, but I liked it. He turned me around and pulled my legs up so fast I thought he'd slip, but he just slammed my back against the shower wall again, holding my legs up and bouncing me on that dick. Drilling me. And he put his face against mine and darted his tongue in my ear, kissed and bit my neck, put his hand around my throat and said, "Don't say shit. Not a fucking word." He sucked my breath, ears moaned from the pleasure. He was fucking me so good, I was coming all over that dick. I came so hard, I started squirting. When he felt that warm liquid coming from me, running over his sack and down his thigh, he pulled out, knelt down, and started licking me, sucking on my clit. Because his thing was never let a good squirt run away. Chase that shit. He got out of the shower and said, "Come with me." When I followed him into the bedroom, he grabbed me and kissed me like it was our first time. Oh, passionate. Then he shoved me on the bed, and my pussy juiced right back up because I already knew what was about to happen. Now, we had role played and rough fucks before, but not like this. He ravished my body like he was fucking for a vengeance. He was grunting and squeezing and biting. I almost passed out from the passion. He tried to slow his stroke, but I could feel the buildup coming. He thrust harder and faster, and oh, he was about to. Damn, I never did get a taste. I said peace.
Oh my goodness, your bedtime story. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I just, you know that, you know what you just did. I'm gonna tell you what you just did. You done put everybody on. Ooh wee! I got to go to bed. I got to make that phone call. Come on now. That's that type of bedtime story. Okay. Ooh diva, diva, diva. No, it's not a bad thing. That's for darn sure. My gracious. Mm-mm-mm. Wait, I thought I was going fun tonight, and it turned left pretty quick, didn't it?
Yes, it did. Oh. Yes, it did.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did. Well, as we have no more callers, this was an amazing show. Thank y'all for your opinions and and your commentary. I really appreciate it. So listen, we're going to tap out a little early tonight, and we hope you enjoyed yourself. Listen, everybody, wear your masks, okay? It's not over, not by a long shot. Be safe, do what you need to do. And, I'm going to take something from my diva. You know, love on each other, okay? Because it's rough out here in this world, all right? So, bless you guys. Diva?
Absolutely. You guys, good relationship going with yourself. So, bear in mind spirit, you know, love yourself and continue to love one another and respect one another. And, yes, be safe. Because this germ is still out here attacking people, getting people going, you know, taking them through changes. And we don't need nobody else getting sick anymore. We really don't. Y'all just continue to respect one another. And with that, I must say, peace.
So the ice birds never broke. and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then a toe tag is one last. I'm a hope, so iceberg don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 Grammys or my granny still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes
the most.
One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act managed, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your vision, just think if it had some Titanic, the fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga. Yeah, yeah. Tell me, what does cry? Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will it fall. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got good in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No!
It seems that of the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.